Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and stuff that is brought to you by myself, Nigel, here in the studio on my own, as usual, bringing you, well, what I've just said, some tunes and some chat and a bit of information and news and things like that, and a few details of up-and-coming club nights and gigs and things of that ilk. And tonight I started the show with Modulate with Boombox. Now, that's from the latest release of Robots EP, and that they've just finished a little mini tour of the UK, about five or six dates, finishing in Leeds last night. It was a very good gig too. It was Modulate and Surgeon played, both bands which I played on the show quite a bit, do thoroughly enjoy both of them, and was absolutely shocked to see the poor turnout. It seems at the moment to me, from the attendance of gigs I've been to, that certainly in Yorkshire it's quite hard to put on industrial gigs. There doesn't seem to be much of the going out attendance for these kind of things. It seems to be a tricky one because these kind of gigs seem to be slightly better attended, say, in the other side of the Pennines, like Manchester, or a bit further kind of South Yorkshire, like Sheffield. But I'm not sure whether it's the promotion or just people not wanting to go out. I don't know. There just seems to be a lack of attendance at industrial gigs, and the Modulate gig kind of showed that, unfortunately. The lads did a storming job of powering on through anyway, and, you know, that's a sign of a good artist where you don't let a slightly empty room phase you in the slightest. You just keep going, and you still let everyone who's there have a lot of fun, which the guys did brilliantly. But yes, so Modulate, Boombox from Robots EP. Be interested to see where Modulate goes from this. It's certainly an evolution to Jeff's sound, so let's see where he keeps going next. Yeah, that's it for the intro. I'm going to now pile on with a few more tunes, and I'll tell you about some interesting news in a couple of tracks' time. But first, I'm going to play you this.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. We had there Surgeon versus FGF C820 with a track called Resist. That's from a new compilation I'll tell you about in a moment. Before that, we had Society Burning with Monster Under Your Bed from their album Internal Combustion, a band that seemed to have been around for quite a while and I'm just getting into, which makes me a very late arriver on that kind of thing. So if you've loved them for years, let me know. And I apologise for being late to the game on that one. And before that, tied into another bit of news, I played Alderoon with I Am Drugs from their latest and last release, There's Always One More Son of a Bitch, which was their last album they released. Technically, they released it after splitting up, which was a real shame. But it's a solid album as well. So, you know, it had been recorded by the time by the time the band released, so they saw no reason in not releasing it. But yes, now time for the news. And the Resistance Festival over in Sheffield that happens in late March, early April, around the bank holiday weekend, I believe, have announced a very big name for their lineup, which I think a lot of people were quite shocked to see being announced. They've announced Alderoon. So this was, until that got announced, a band that everyone was understanding to be split up and no more. There is no more Alderoon. Which is both fantastic and confusing. Now, it's not been made particularly clear at the moment whether Alderoon have made a permanent reformation or whether this is just a one-off, just for this particular festival kind of reformation. But if nothing else, the first UK appearance of this act, the, you know, back from the deadness of this act, which some people may find quite appropriate, it being around Easter. Alderoon playing Sheffield, so they're playing Yorkshire, which is great. It's a lovely coup to get something like this pretty close to us here in Bradford. It's gettable too. It's not like it's in London or Glasgow or Edinburgh or, you know, miles away like that. It's still in Yorkshire. It's South Yorkshire, admittedly, but it's still in Yorkshire. So a great band to get here, and I'll look forward to seeing them thoroughly. What else is worth telling you about? I've got quite a list of information here, so I'll go through in kind of the order I've got it written down, which may not make that much sense, but I'll get back to every topic, I promise. The lead singer of Ladytron, Helen Marnie, is working on a solo album, apparently. She's doing this and funding it through pledgemusic.com. So if you go to pledgemusic.com/projects/Marnie, M-A-R-N-I-E, you will find a kind of a trailer, a taster of her solo album there, so you can actually listen to what it may sound like. I think that she's currently in the process of recording it, so there's some material there you can actually have a quick listen to. So, that should be good. I might play some Ladytron later on, actually. That would be good. Yes, we like Ladytron. There's also some free albums to download. Now, when I played Surgeon versus FGFC 820 a moment ago, that was partly because I acquired that from a free download, a free compilation album from the record label Death Watch Asia. So it's from their digital download site. So if you go to dwa-digital.com and find their compilation album, We Are Legion. And this is essentially a sampler of Death Watch Asia artists, Surgeon being one of them. And there's a few good tracks on that compilation. And it's absolutely free to download in a digital format. So free and legal. So you can go and get that. And that's where I got the Surgeon versus FGFC 820 track from. Stomping good stuff from the Surgeon guys, who, like I said earlier, I saw on Wednesday over in Leeds, supporting Modulate and doing very well with it. Now, also, I noticed there's another free album to download, a compilation album called Dunkel Frequenzen. This is from gothicworld.it, and you can go and get a whole album there. I'm featuring various artists, but I think the most standout one is bands like XP8 are on there, so worth grabbing hold of that as well. If you want, if you're a bit broke and can't afford new albums, there's definitely some free stuff out there. Following the free theme, I discovered also Controlled Collapse have a free album, a free single available from the last few days ago. This is a single highlighting stuff coming from their upcoming album. The single's called Dizin Sadu, I believe, and it's available from their Bandcamp page. So if you go to controlled-collapse.bandcamp.com, you should find the Dizin Sadu download from there. And it's one of them where you can essentially tip the band if you want. You can pay whatever you want. You can name your own price. So you can type zero into the field and click download and you'll get it for nothing. You'll get it for free. Or you can actually go, actually, I wouldn't mind, you know, tipping them a euro or two or a pound or two or whatever. You can that money can be passed on to the band. So, you know, you can kind of tip the band directly. Tangenting back to Pledge Music again, local lads in Leeds, Eureka Machines, kind of more of a pop rock outfit but with ties to the gothic underworld of things, have got a new album coming, and they've done a Pledge Music thing to cover the cost of this. So if you go to eurekamachines.com, you'll find all the details there. The thing is, they actually hit, you know, set a target of how much money they'd need and hit it within 12 hours, but you can still buy the special pledge. They can get over 100% of what they were aiming for. That's not a problem, and it all goes to helping out their new album, and you end up with things like signed copies of the albums and things like that, depending on what you pledge for. They've also got some of the new album material recorded already. So there's a YouTube track with a video of a track called Popstar from this forthcoming album. So yes, you can go to Eureka Machines, you can see the Popstar video. You can pledge on their Pledge Music site. It's all good. Whew, what else? Oh, there's it. I've just found something else. More free stuff. If you go to societyburning.com, there is a free download of their 1997 album Tactic. This is not something I can play you tonight because I discovered this today and I haven't actually got that burnt to a CD yet. And I've not really had a proper listen to it. But yes, there is yet another free download. If you like your stompy industrial stompy, then hit societyburning.com for the free download of their full album. And also news-wise, it's well worth mentioning that How to Destroy Angels, the Trent Reznor project of him, his wife, and a couple of other talented musicians, has announced it'll be releasing its Omen EP in about a fortnight's time. I believe I've got the date here as November the 13th. So that is essentially just before my next show. So I may or may not have got hold of it by then. They've posted a video of one of the tracks on this EP on their YouTube channel. So to have a look at it, if you go to their youtube.com/ How to Destroy Angels, you get into the How to Destroy Angels channel and you'll see the newest video, I believe, is called Keep It Together, which is a studio recording of one of the tracks from this forthcoming EP, which is sounding good. I've got to say, it's sounding very good. Whew, that's quite a lot of information. There's a lot going on. So I'm going to leave the chatting for a moment now and play some tunes and come back with I'm going to come back with some gigs, clubs and events going on in the local area after a few more tracks. But now I think I'm going to continue with some Ladytron, just with that link to the lead singer talking about releasing stuff. This is from the Ladytron album Velocifero, and this is the opening track, Black Cat.
Как иде напред, намери. Как обичаше да се катериш. Косата поредне спребърни. И сънкатата да излети. С бъдещето си, ако играеш. Реално и вълшебно. Слушай мен и линията забрави. Чуй за сините скали си припомни. Нов път всеки ден напред намери. Как обичаше да се катериш. Котката в орел днес превърни. Извън картата да излети. С бъдещето си ако играеш.
there, Oh Children with Dead Disco Dancer. Before that, you heard Birthing Black with It's Only Natural from their It's Only Natural CD single. The well, Birthing Black and the Shades of Grey from a York-based band, so kind of local-ish. And before that, we had Ladytron, the Queens of Sultry... I don't know, something about that basic electro European sound of theirs that's just awesome, I believe. Yes, this is still Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And now it's time for the gigs clubs roundup of stuff going on. This coming weekend, it's kind of quiet in the local area, mainly because it's Whitby weekend. You probably already know this, but if not, Friday the 2nd and Saturday the 3rd are the official Whitby Goth weekend. The twice a year event where lots of goths and alternative types end up at the seaside in a very cold off-season way, but generally have a lot of fun. And this time round, the official event have got the following bands on Friday. They've got Mesh, Fangs on Fur, Inertia, Dutch Order, and Last July. And while I didn't see Last July play the recent Flock, I heard very positive things about them. I kind of got that just missed just Last July. Just, you know that thing where you walk into a gig and someone plays a last guitar chord and then walks off stage and you're like, just missed that band literally by seconds. I did that, so couldn't tell you much about them, but I've heard positive feedback from people who were there. And so on Saturday the 3rd of November, Whitby Goth Weekend have Alien Sex Fiend, Blitz Kid, All Living Fear, The Last Cry, and Angels of Liberty. Weekend tickets are about £50 plus booking fee. Friday tickets are 26, and Saturday ticket is 29 plus booking fee. Plus, it'd be remiss not to mention the fact that there's bucket loads of alternative events going on, so you don't actually have to buy a ticket for the main Spire event. You can just go to all the other bands and stuff that gets put on around the village or town. It's Whitby. Whitby's the town of Whitby, over the weekend, because, yeah, you pretty much got the choice of going official or non-official, or just sticking yourself in a pub. There's plenty of people to hang out with. Following that, the following Sunday, on Sunday the 11th of November, there's a Lucifer Lounge at Bar Santiago in Leeds. This runs from 7pm till late. It's free entry, and it's kind of just a Sunday social event for you alternative types. More details can be found on the Facebook event. But yeah, if you want somewhere you can actually more chat to your friends rather than be in a very loud club where the dancing is the priority. No, this is the event for you more than anything else. Saturday the 17th of November, that's going a couple of weeks away. It's still over in Leeds, Leeds University Student Union. There is the Wendy House. Runs from 10pm till 3am like usual, £5 on the door like usual. The big main room of goth, rock, alternative, cheesy stuff, a bit of everything goes on in the main room. And then you've got the Mutate room with more electronic and industrial stuff going on there. I think hard dance as well. And at the end of this month, still over in Leeds, there's a lot going on over in Leeds this weekend, this month, we have Saturday the 24th of November, there is a Kerosene night. This is the occasional, almost one-off industrial night put on by the Flock chaps. And this time there's the very similar format that you'll know from the Flock events, some bands followed by a club night at the library in Leeds, like usual. This time the bands are the Japanese industrialists Seidel, Speculus, and Dawn of Elysium. Tickets are £5 for the gig. Doors at 7pm, first band's on at 7:30, and that includes entry to the club night, Kerosene, which should start around 10pm and go until 2pm, 2am. And if you're just there for the club night, it should cost £4 in, and if you're there for the gig, you get free entry to the club night. So it's either £5 or £4, depending on whether you want to see bands or not. As usual, check closer to the time, because sometimes these events change their details nearer the time or things get cancelled, but that's the general gist of things. And as usual, if you know of something that I've missed that would be appropriate, then drop me a line. Go to bcbradio.co.uk, search for the Dark Simulation Show, and you should be able to find the details. Contact me there. That should all work fine. Right, now to continue with the tunes, I think I'm going to continue with a band called Control Collapse. was a bit of a blast from the past. I thought I'd throw that in just because, I don't know, there's something about that track. Well, there's something about that whole Curve album. That was Curve with Coming Up Roses from Come Clean. Absolutely stunning stuff. I don't know, there's something about the production, the guitars, just everything comes together in a brilliant way. And before that, I played you Controlled Collapse with a track called The Same. And that's another band that I think has been around for a while and I just need to dig more stuff out of and play you because they are good. You have been listening to Dark Assimilation on Bradford BCB 106.6 FM, and that's pretty much me for this week's show. I'll be back in a fortnight's time with, well, pretty much similar stuff. Talk, chat, tunes, noisy stuff sometimes. I'm going to leave you tonight with a track called Into the Game by Syavia featuring the very talented Aria, and that's from Advanced Electronics Volume 8. And I'm going to say goodnight and leave you with that. Have a good fortnight.
You're wandering aimlessly with all the time in the world. Or so you think. What if you find out this is all there is? Every thought, wasted shot, wasted ticking away.